Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States says there is no justification for Russia's expulsion of American diplomats. Washington, along with more than two dozen other nations, has revoked the credentials of Russian diplomats they accuse of working as spies after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack on the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the British city of Salisbury, Moscow denying responsibility for that attack. A day after calling it a great deal for American and Korean workers, President Trump threatened to hold up a renegotiated trade deal between Washington and South Korea. Mr. Trump says he may postpone implementing the agreement until after the denuclearization deal is made with North Korea. Meantime, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in will meet on April the 27th in Panmunjom. Robert Kelly is a political analyst on inter-Korean affairs.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework and the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
President Trump gave no details of his strategy of holding up that trade deal or what kind of leverage he's expecting from Seoul. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis did not mince words greeting President Trump's new national security advisor. He shook hands with John Bolton and said, "I heard you're actually the devil incarnate, and I wanted to meet you." Normally, the head of the U.S. military and the security advisor work closely together. This is VOA News. The massive Russian-backed Syrian military offensives in the suburbs east of the capital, Damascus, are almost over, with rebels holed up in just a single town after abandoning the rest of the eastern Ghouta enclave. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. will be withdrawing troops from Syria in the near future.
We spent, and I was against it from the beginning. They try and say, well, maybe not. I was against it from the beginning. And by the way, we're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria, like, very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. Very soon. Very soon, we're coming out. We're going to have 100% of the caliphate, as they call it, sometimes referred to as land. We're taking it all back quickly. But we're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
Asked whether the U.S. would be withdrawing troops from Syria, the U.S. State Department spokesperson said she was not aware of such a plan. Prominent human rights lawyer Amal Clooney has joined the legal team representing two Reuters reporters jailed in Myanmar who are accused of possessing secret government papers. A court has been holding preliminary hearings since January to decide whether the two will be charged under the Colonial-Era Official Secrets Act, which carries a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison. Malaysia's government has cut the proposed punishment for fake news offenders from 10 to 6 years in prison. That story now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The decision was made following an outcry from rights groups and opposition lawmakers who say the bill aims to silence dissent ahead of a general election. The anti-fake news bill was presented in Parliament and is currently being debated by lawmakers. The minister in charge of law says the government decided to reduce the prison term after considering views from all parties. She told Parliament Thursday the government will also amend a clause to make it a crime to maliciously create fake news instead of knowingly, as it was in the original draft. Rights activists say the bill appeared aimed at shutting out discussions on a multi-billion-dollar financial scandal involving Prime Minister Najib Razak. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Cuba's central bank has quashed rumors it would withdraw one of the island's two currencies from circulation over the weekend after nervous Cubans had rushed in recent days to exchange their CUCs for pesos. For more than two decades, two currencies have circulated in Cuba. They are the peso, in which two wages are paid and local goods are bought, and the CUC, used in the tourism industry, foreign trade, and upscale eateries and stores carrying imported goods. Neither are legal tender outside the country. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.